Could we turn in our Bibles to verse 12 of the first chapter of Lamentations? Lamentations chapter 1, the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and we're reading at verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? The 12th verse of the first chapter of Lamentations. Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. The outward sufferings of Christ done by wicked men, inspired by the devil, were as nothing compared to the sufferings that his Father had to pour upon him as the sin-bearing Lamb of God. The sorrow which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Hell is the place of the fierce anger of God. And at Calvary, hell fire had to burn as far as Christ was concerned. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of thee. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a wine press. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevaileth. And the enemy had to prevail over Christ, that he might prevail over the enemy. He shall bruise his heel. That's Satan's work. But thank God, Christ will bruise his head. Amen. This is a celebrating supper. And as we take the bread, we can say it's broken. For Christ broke Satan's power.
Hallelujah.
By having his own body broken on the cross. And this wine speaks of blood. And it took the precious blood of Christ, the unique blood of Christ. There's no other blood like the blood of Jesus. All the blood of men couldn't be compared to the makeup of the blood of Christ, made by the Father in the body of his Son, in order that we might have a solution that can wash away every sin and give us a victory again and again. May God help us to really worship.
Amen.
Some brother will thank God now.
Praise the Lord.
For the bread speaks of the broken body of that precious, sinless, lovely body of Jesus.
Amen.
Broken for you. Amen. And broken for me.